The Strange Case of Melvin Morse. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A Delaware pediatrician named Melvin Morse has been charged with several felonies based on his daughter's claim that he waterboarded her. According to the court documents, the girl said her father would hold her face under a faucet, forcing the water up her nose, and that he once told her she could go 5 minutes without brain damage. Dr. Morse's attorney says that's an exaggeration from a girl with a history of lying. But if you visit Dr. Morse's own website, you find that he had done extensive work on near-death experiences involving children. Here's a clip from a 2004 report on Channel 10 in Philadelphia, where Dr. Morse describes the case of a 7-year-old who had drowned.
She was underwater for 19 minutes. What she described to me was not a hallucination. It was a blow-by-blow, accurate description of her own resuscitation.
He said that children's near-death experiences were the most pure, and he wanted to understand what the mysterious light was trying to teach us.
One child said to me, it was a light that told her who she was and where she was to go.
He also reportedly said that an imaginary falcon told him to move quickly in the dark of night to the East Coast to pursue his, quote, big idea, which comes from children. But his ex-wife, just last night, told Channel 4 in Seattle,
he should not be around anybody's children or his own ever. I don't think he'll ever be normal.
And now that he's in jail, it appears his research will have to wait. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.